Israeli forces have arrested yet another Palestinian journalist in the occupied territories. Ithad Abu Gharbia was assaulted by Israeli troops while covering a protest near Ofer. Israeli violations against Palestinian journalists have been escalating since the beginning of the new wave of Palestinian protests in October. Another group of journalists were also attacked near Ofer prison, where troops used stun grenades and tear gas against the Palestinians.
The Israelis are trying to keep Palestinian journalists from covering anything because our role is to express the crimes of the occupation. Wherever there are clashes, Palestinian journalists are not allowed to be near the area. They always obstruct our work. They don't want to reveal what violations the Palestinians are facing.
Israeli troops targeted us with tear gas canisters. They fire tear gas at an area where there are only journalists. They continuously target us as part of the planned violations against journalists. They do this so that they can censor what is happening here.
Israel is also holding Palestinian journalist Mohammed Al-Qiq under administrative detention. Qiq has been on a hunger strike since November 25th. He launched his action to protest torture and mistreatment by Israeli authorities in jail. The Israelis commit other dangerous types of violations against Palestinian journalists. In one case, an Israeli settler shared the photographs of Palestinian journalists on social media and wrote comments claiming they committed stabbing incidents in Jerusalem al-Quds.
The assault against Abu Gharbia is yet another example of Israeli rights violations against Palestinian journalists. Despite the difficulty of being a journalist and knowing the risks involved, Abu Gharbia and others will continue to do their jobs across the Palestinian territories. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, in front of the Ofer prison.